been established that 40 megawatts can be generated from a surface area of 86 hectares. 40 megawatts can be produced from a surface area of 86 megawatts. Kaflafuta Dam is 1,960 hectares, the capacity, the surface area. Then all we want to use from there is the 350 hectares, which is going to give us 150 megawatts. And roughly, when you take the minimal charge per kilowatt hour, minimal, because nationally we can take about 6 cents per kilowatt, but if we take the minimal, lowest, even below half, of 2.5 cents per kilowatt hour, we'll be generating close to $10.4 million per month. So that explains it, that the $600 million could be paid back within less than 10 years. So far, we have been on it for over a year. We are getting closer now to closing so that we can send the packages to the prospective financiers. Then when the response comes back, which is positive, the Ministry of Water will endorse the document with the ratification from the Attorney General, and the Minister will now, my Minister, will take it to Cabinet under a CAP memo, where when that is endorsed, we'll be ready for launching. We are quite determined to achieve that objective.
And how is this solar plant going to alleviate the issue of power supply in the country?
When you look at 150, I think it is going to be quite a contribution, a heavy contribution to the grid. So that's why at the moment we are, through the Ministry of Energy has been approached through my ministry. Also for the tariff generation, all that, we are looking into that. And we are also in consultation with ZESCO so that we can be able to be given authority to the grid. As you know, ZESCO are the owners of the grid, the countrywide. Then we've got also to get a consent from the prospective buyers, who are definitely the big ones in the country, is ZESCO or CEC, and any other, if at all, they'll be there. So that's the package of data that we are putting together so that we can move to the next thing. It's a new trade per se, but definitely you look at it because there is employment for the sanitation aspect, which is very simple. We have got a lot of subcontractors who are specialists in civil works, and sanitation is not as complex as the dam. Under the Kaflafuta Dam, the number of subcontracting were less because that was a specialized job. It has never taken place in this country before. But for sanitation, any civil works subcontractor could just be given a drawing and be directed of what to do and what sort of structure we want to be put on. So as such, we expect a lot of jobs to be created among Zambians. So basically, to mention a figure, I expect not less than 8,000, 9,000 new employment courts.